welcome to the program today. Hopefully we'll have a little strength for today and some hope for tomorrow. We're going to be looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You can have your Bible ready. That would be a good idea. The Bible says we ought not to be thinking that when problems come into our lives that some strange thing has happened unto us. We live a life in this world and there's lots of problems. I like to call problems projects because they're really not problems. They're things that God allows to come into our lives. They're projects. We look at the hymn writers from yesteryear, and you know, there's a hymn, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I need to meet the trials here. And then someone else said, no, day by day, that's too big a span. I need thee every hour. And then someone else wrote another hymn that said, moment by moment. Well, that's for sure. We just need to be serving the Lord moment by moment. In 2 Corinthians, we have the story of Paul the Apostle, who had some kind of what he called a thorn in the flesh. And in 2 Corinthians 12:7, he said, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that in the power that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And that was his whole focus. He said in verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Listen to this message in song today and make it your prayer. Let thy grace be sufficient for me.
If I must be poor to know thy riches, dear Lord, take everything. If I must be blind to see the light, let my eyes sightless be. If I must suffer in anguish to show men thy great consolation, if it takes all of this, let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. And whatever may come, let thy will be done. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. If friends must despise me for wearing thy name, let me faithful be. If I must lay aside my dreams to follow thee, let me not go astray. If my cross seems too heavy, please let me see more of thy glory. If it takes all of this, thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. And whatever may come, let thy will be done. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. If I must live and die a lonely life, just to know thee more fully. If I must lose my life and all I have, just to find rest in thee, let me realize my treasure lies in showing the world more of Jesus. It may take all of this, but thy grace is sufficient for me. Yes, thy grace is sufficient for me. Wondrous grace of sufficient for me. And whatever may come, let thy grace be.